Yeah, it was. It was a difficult game to get the lads up for and get them training for and everything, because it managed to run on so late in the year. But the attitude they showed in both, in fairness, in both hurling and football, the attitude they showed towards working hard and, the team principles that we're trying to pass on, that were given to us, they all adopted and they all try their best and get tackles in and win break and ball, and it's great to see, really, even at this time of year.
What sort of mindset did your lads have coming into this game?
They were very determined, in fairness. There's a crew of lads that are up to under 20, the Owen O'Leary and Michael Codd, Ben Maddox, a few of the lads who really took the mantle up. They'd take the warm-up themselves and they'd do the last bit of speaking in the dressing room just to make sure. And I know myself, when you're 16, 17 and coming into a setup and you know that you have those sort of leaders on your team, it gives you a platform kind of to express yourself at the play. And you see that with a lot of our younger players, like Zach Furman, the lads were excellent. There's a nice platform for those lads to play when they know that the leaders are going to perform and they're going to demand a lot from each player.
You'd been scoring a lot of goals in the competition right all the way up. You knew you were going to hit the back of the net today as well, and so it proved.
Yeah, the fantastic at finishing. Like, some of the David Cantwell, I think, is after scoring 5 or 6 goals in the football and maybe 3 or 4 in the hurling as well. Zach managed to get in for a goal. Kyle has been excellent. Kyle Furman has been excellent in both. So yeah, we're always, that's something we're always telling them, is to threaten the goal. Now it's a double-edged sword. In the last 10 minutes, it started getting a bit nervy today, and lads were going for goals still when maybe just popping the ball over the bar would have seen the game out. And that's just the kind of experience that you don't really have at 18, 19. So yeah, I'm sure they'll all get that at some point.
Yeah, so there was a bit of a Gus Aran fight back there towards the end. Were you just praying for the final whistle?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. Because there's nothing, you feel so powerless, even on the field when you're up in the forwards, it feels powerless. But you feel powerless when you're the manager as well, because you can make little changes, and sometimes when the tide turns against you, you're just going uphill basically, and you make one change and you plug one hole and then another one opens up. And yeah, we just kind of lost our shape for about 5 minutes. I thought we were in full control there and lost our shape a little bit. A couple of very bad errors, then we gave away a goal, and all of a sudden you're back in the game. And in fairness to Gus Rand, they never give up the goal. They tried, as they always do in senior when we played them too. They'll always fight till the end.
You mentioned David Cantwell there. He was part of the Wexford Minor hurling team as well, and the Peters College winning team during the week. So he must be brilliant to watch.
Fantastic, yeah. He's definitely one to watch for the future now. He is a really good spring, and he's very brave and looks to take his man. Type of forward you like watching. Like, he's gonna ask questions of his man, and sometimes he can have a quiet game because he's trying to do so much, and trying to leap 10 feet in the air to catch the ball, and maybe he could wait with his man and tussle with his man because he's such a strong chap. But yeah, he's definitely one for the future.
And finally, where will the celebrations be tonight?
We're going out to the centre now for a meal and a photo, and I'd say I will be staying away from the youngsters, and they'll be going to town, I would imagine.
There would have been a time where you would have been part of the celebrations, but I suppose you have to step away at some stage.
Yeah, once upon a time, yeah.
And finally, just before you go, Ciarán, obviously there's been this story in Wexford senior football for the last little while, and of course you played with the team and dedicated so much time to it over the years. And what's your take on the whole dropping of players and that?
Yeah, I'd be very friendly with Dai. Obviously, we'd have played all the way up together, and we're neighbours and all. But I just think, I totally understand the manager coming in and wanting a clean slate and wanting to make it his own panel. I've seen that plenty of times in the past. But I would have thought, with Paul Galvin's experience and the amount of players that he played with and that retired in Kerry, some of the greats of the game, that you do it with a little bit of class, and you show a bit of respect for the fact that, we weren't winning All-Irelands like they were, or Munster titles or anything like that. But we were still here trying our absolute best to bring Wexford football forward, even when, it was stacked against you. And I think that just deserves a little bit of respect, enough to say to a fella, look, you're not part of my plans. If you want to retire, go ahead. I think that would have been just the easiest and the classiest way to do it. But they obviously took a different approach. I know Paul is inexperienced in that, it's his first management gig. But yeah, I think I'm just disappointed, I suppose, that there wasn't more respect shown for the service that was given.